Armadoxy for today, the Advent series. Today, meditation in prayer. Meditation is a vital part of the Christian experience and a practice that is alluded to by Jesus in the next section of the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus says, "When you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him." Once again, Jesus asks us to practice our piety in private. Religious experience is between you and God, and not a demonstration for others. Jesus, in authority, tells us that our Father already knows our needs before we even ask him. Therefore, prayer is contemplative, meditative. That is, prayer is a conversation with our inner self. God already knows our needs. Now, we must realize them. You must realize them. Meditation is an opportunity to be still and know that I am God, as the psalmist says. This is a quiet time with God. He's inside of you. Pray with the knowledge that God knows your needs and feel his love. That knowledge is given to us by the one who was begotten of the Father, that is, from love incarnate. For your Advent journal, make note of the adversary, the hypocrite. For today, we will conclude with the prayer from the 10th hour of St. Nersa Schnorrally's Confession of Faith. Christ, the living fire, inflame my soul with the fire of your love, which you sent forth over the earth, so that it may burn the stains of my soul, sanctify my conscience, and purge my body from sin, and kindle the light of your knowledge in my heart. Have mercy upon your creatures and on me, a sinner. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.